Ford?
Yeah? Arthur?
Yes?
Say, Ford?
Trillium? Where are they?
Dunno. No reason we'd all end up in the same place. They could be anywhere. So could we, for that matter.
Looks like we're inside another spaceship.
Yeah.
Do you think they might be dead?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it right now.
Difficult not to. I mean, this place looks like a mausoleum, doesn't it?
You're right. The place is full of sarcophagi, as far as the eye can see. Wow.
What's so great about dead people?
I don't know. Let's have a look. Here! There's a plaque on this one.
What does it say?
Golga Frincham Ark Fleet, Ship B, Hold 7, Telephone Sanitizer, Second Class, and a serial number.
Telephone sanitizer? A dead telephone sanitizer?
Best kind.
But what's he doing here?
Not a lot.
No, but I mean, why? Good God. This one's a dead hairdresser.
And this one here's an advertising account executive.
And here's a second-hand car salesman, third class. Are these really coffins? They're terribly cold.
All right, hold it right there. Put your hands up and turn around slowly.
Hello?
Why isn't anyone ever pleased to see us?
Captain?
Yes, number one?
I've just had a sort of report thing from number two.
Oh, dear.
He was shouting something or other about having found some prisoners.
Oh, well, perhaps that'll keep him happy for a bit. He's always wanted some. Captain, sir! Hello, number two. Having a nice day? I've brought you the prisoners. I located in Freezer Bay 7, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Excuse me not getting up. I'm just having a quick bath. Well, gin and tonics all round, then. Look in the fridge, number one.
Certainly, sir.
Don't you want to interrogate the prisoners, sir? Now, why on earth would I want to do that? To get information out of them, sir. Find out why they came here, sir. No. I expect they just dropped in for a quick gin and tonic, don't you? But, sir, they're my prisoners. Can't I just interrogate them a little bit? No, all right, if you must. Ask them what they want to drink. Oh, thank you, sir. All right, you scum! You vermin! Oh, steady on, number two. What do you want to drink?
Well, the gin and tonic sounds very nice to me. Arthur?
What? Oh, yes.
With ice or without?
Oh, with, please.
Lemon?
Oh, yes, please. And do you have any of those little biscuits? You know, the cheesy ones.
I'm asking the question. And number two. Sir! Push off, would you? There's a good chap. I'm trying to have a relaxing bath. Sir! May I remind you that you have now been in that bath for over 3 years? Yes, well, you need to relax a lot in a job like mine.
What on earth's going on?
Could I ask you actually what your job is, in fact?
Your drinks.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
Thanks.
I mean, I couldn't help noticing, you know, the bodies.
Yeah, well, bodies?
All those dead telephone sanitizers and account executives, you know, in the hole.
No, they're not dead, good Lord, no. They're just frozen. They're going to be revived.
You really mean you've got a hold full of frozen hairdressers?
Yes, millions of them. Hairdressers, tired TV producers, insurance salesmen, personnel officers. Security guards, public relations executives. Management consultants, pipe bands, you name it, we've got it. We're going to colonize another planet.
What?
Exciting, eh, isn't it?
What, with that lot?
Well, now, don't misunderstand me. We're just one of the ships in the Ark fleet. We're the B Ark, you see. Sorry, could I just ask you, do run a bit more hot water for me? Thanks. Now, do help yourself to more drinks, of course.
Thanks. What's a B Ark?
Yeah? Well, what happened, you see, was our planet was doomed.
Doomed?
Oh, yes. So what everyone thought was, let's pack the whole population into some giant spaceships and go and settle on another planet.
You mean a less doomed one?
Yeah, precisely. So it was decided to build three ships, three arcs in space. I'm not boring you, am I?
No, it's fascinating.
Oh, it's delightful to have someone else to talk to for a change. Trouble with a long journey like this is that you end up just talking to yourself a lot, which gets terribly boring because half the time you know what you're going to say next.
Only half the time?
Yes, about half, I'd say. Anyway, where's the soap? Ah, yes. So the idea was that into the first ship, the A ship, would go all the brilliant leaders, the scientists, the great artists, you know, all the achievers. and then into the third or sea ship would go all the people who did the actual work, who made things and did things, and then into the B ship,
that's us,
yes, would go everyone else, the middlemen, you see, and we were sent off first.
But what was wrong with your planet?
Oh, it was doomed, as I said. Apparently it was going to crash into the sun. Or was it that the moon was going to crash into us?
Oh, I thought it was that the planet was going to be invaded by a gigantic swarm of 12-foot piranha bees.
That's not what I was told. Hmm? My commanding officer swore blind that the entire planet was in imminent danger of being eaten by an enormous mutant star goat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he said he only wished he was going off in the first ship too.
But they made sure that they sent all you lot off first anyway.
Yes, well, everyone said very nicely, I thought, that it was very important for morale to feel that they would be arriving on a planet where they could be sure of a good haircut and where the phones were clean.
Oh, yes, well, I can see that would be very important.
Can you?
And the other ships followed on after you, did they?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because curiously enough, we haven't actually heard a peep out of them since we left 5 years ago. But they must be behind us somewhere.
Unless, of course, they were eaten by the goat.
Oh, yes, the goat. Well, it's a funny thing, you know, now that I actually come to tell the story to someone else. I mean, does it strike you as odd, Number One?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see that you've got a lot of things you're going to want to talk about, so thanks for the drinks, and if you could sort of drop us off at the nearest convenient planet.
Well, that's a little difficult, you see, because our trajectory thingy was preset before we left Golga Frinchum. I think partly because I'm not actually very good with figures.
You mean we're stuck here on this ship? Oh, bloody hell. Well, when are you going to reach the planet you're meant to be colonizing?
Oh, we're nearly there, I think, any second now. Probably time I got out of the bath, in fact. I don't know, though. Why stop just when I'm enjoying it?
So we're actually going to land in a minute?
Well, not so much land, in fact. I think, as far as I can remember, we were programmed to crash on it.
Crash?
Yes, it's all part of the plan, I think. There was a terribly good reason for it, which I can't quite remember at the moment.
You're a load of useless bloody loonies.
Yes, that was it.